everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 553. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's the first ever satellite recording. You're on location.
Yes, on location for the first time ever chiming in.
Fighting through the vacation. You take so many that you've decided you have to start recording when you're not around.
Yeah, I know. Usually we've done, like, we record before, if I can get like a day before, a couple days before, or you guys have to get a fill in.
A pinch hitter.
Yeah.
We probably could have this time, but I'm bad about making plans and Dan was unavailable.
Yeah. I tried to reach out early on just in case. Yeah.
But this is, it's working.
Yep.
A little duct tape, a little hope, but it's holding together.
Yep, I'm using my laptop and have everything plugged in on my laptop.
And where are you located?
I am in a hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah. It looks like it's a nice hotel, but it does give me like a FBI safe house vibes.
Oh, okay, here we go with that.
Just because you're on... The way the video is and the hotel room's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're there for spy business.
Nah, no spy business. Visiting family. It's my brother's birthday.
Now, that, I guess it's art or a picture. Or is that the TV? Yeah, what is that?
That is a picture.
It's thick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that frame is thick.
It looks like it's hiding something.
Yeah,
it's
the TV really is right here.
That's what I thought. So this frame, for people that can't see it, the frame of this painting is thicker than the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as if it's hiding something.
Yeah, it's probably about the width of a phone.
Yeah, we're talking 3.5-4 inches wide, probably.
Mm-hmm.
She's big.
Yeah, big and thick.
Yeah.
And there's a mirror right here next to me.
Yeah.
So I turn over to the right and see myself.
It's a big hotel room.
Yeah. It's got its own little small kitchen.
Yeah. That's why I think it's giving me the safe house vibes. Because you could do a stakeout from there. No problem.
Oh, yeah. Not where I'm at. I'm actually right by the mall. Like, I can walk to the mall in like 2 minutes.
What's in this mall? Anything?
This is if you lived in the Tennessee area, this is a Cool Springs type mall.
Okay.
Yeah, very high, right. Fancy. It actually has a connecting hotel to it.
Yeah. I don't like to really shop at a fancy mall, but I'll walk around a fancy mall.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to walk around it.
I had the preseason game for the Titans, and me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, had a little bit of time before it started because he got an earlier flight. We went to Opry Mills, and we went in Lids because I wanted a hat, and we went in Lego store, and then that was it, and we left.
Did you have to stop him from buying some Harry Potter Lego?
No, but they were building Green Guts, which isn't out yet.
Yeah.
And he lit up like a small child.
Oh, I bet.
But the lady building it, I hope she listens. She wasn't super pleasant. Like, she was just kind of...
Leave me alone.
I was like, yeah, kind of. Because I said, there you go. That could be yours, you know, when we're walking by. And she's like, no, it couldn't. It's not out yet. Which I felt that was unprovoked.
Yeah.
And then, he said it looks like fun, and she was like, well, yeah. But it was all like with a smart ass tone. Like, I'm sorry, your job where you build Legos all day is straining on you.
Right. Was she older and a little chunky?
Maybe a little chunky, but not older, I don't think.
Like late 40s, early 50s?
No.
Okay, because there's one lady that's there every now and then, and that was sounding like her.
Yeah.
Because I have issues with her. I walk around before I ring up to make sure she doesn't ring me up because she's always got an attitude.
I would say thick, too. I think chunky might be a negative.
Okay.
Maybe your lady's chunky. Mine was thick.
Okay. Mine's chunky.
And she was not pleasant. And look, I know that job is a job like any other job. That's not. But when you're in a customer facing role, I feel like don't be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's fair.
Yep.
But I want everything when I go in there. There's something about that store that makes me want things that I normally don't want.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like seeing them put together or just the environment of everyone, both adults and kids, being excited.
Or you see someone go buy something and they're like, oh my God, this is here. I want this. And you're looking like, well, why do they want it? Maybe I want it too.
Yeah, like that lighthouse. I don't need that. But then when I see it there and I see it put together and I'm like, oh, it's motorized. That would look so awesome on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the lighthouse.
Did you see the typewriter?
It's right there. No, they didn't have any.
Oh, dang.
I know. That went in the vault or whatever Lego calls it. They retired it.
Yeah. Because sometimes the stores will have like extra stuff that's even though it's retired. They're just trying to deplete their shelves.
Nope. They did not have it. They didn't have anything that I felt like just was life or death for me to have. But there was some things there I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So
they were supposed to have moved into another a bigger location, but I guess that stopped. Because I remember, last year I went in there and they were talking about that they were going to be moving to a bigger location in that mall.
I mean, I guess they could use it, but I feel like I don't know what's not on the shelf that they have there. You know, it seems like there's an awful lot out.
Yeah.
So,
but there, I don't know. There are big, like the stores that are bigger than theirs, that it's a little bit more open and they have more of the gondolas in the middle that you can put more stuff on, like the smaller sets.
I will say it does get tight when it's busy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a random Friday, so we were okay, but it does get tight when it's busy.
Yeah.
But
how was the game?
It was good. It was hot. 102 here felt like 106. I know there are people out there that's like, that's not hot, but it's hot for here.
Were you guys on the shade part or no?
Yes. Yeah, we were shaded, but it didn't matter. It was that like you're in an oven heat.
Yeah.
It wasn't coming from the sun. It was coming from hell.
So when you guys go, do you guys like usually sit, or you have season tickets, right? So you have sit in the same section?
Yeah.
Is it on the home side or visitor side?
It's on the home side.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on the home side, not in the corner, but like towards the corner on the club level.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's under the overhang from the box seats, the suites, I should say, have an overhang above them so they can open their windows and make sure they... So we're under the box seats. The box seats are behind us.
Oh, so if it rains, you don't get wet.
If it's a little sideways, we probably still would. But if it was regular up and down rain, we would be shaded from it.
Oh, that's good.
Once the sun's all the way up, we're also shaded from that. Box seats are behind us. To the left of me, there's no one. I'm on the top of the stairs. Like, the stairs delete at my seat. So I have no one in front of me, no one to the left of me, and Howard to the right of me.
Oh, that's not bad then.
I could lay in my seat with legs all the way straightforward and not be in anyone's way.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's a really great seat. It's 25 steps to be like at the bathroom or the restaurant. And on the club level, you don't have to wait in line for refills. They just have a soda fountain.
Mm.
So the amenities are amazing. And you can't get on the club level unless you have a club level ticket. So there's no just strangers up there.
Right.
Like the only, like even maxed out, it's just all the people that sit up there.
Right. And then when you go, you pretty much see the same people over and over and over again.
So not necessarily. The seats around us aren't guaranteed to be season ticket holders.
Okay.
Though I think they all are. But, you know, people sell their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I don't want to make friends. I just don't want to. I feel like the likelihood that season ticket holders are assholes are less likely than someone who just was in Nashville to get shit-faced and have a party who just happens to catch a Titans game.
Right.
So that's what I would like to.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, that's all. I'd like to avoid having assholes around.
Right. So how was the crowd, like, in attendance? Was it even?
Pretty good, actually.
Or is it like 60-40?
70-30? No, it was for sure Titans heavy, which is odd for a team like the Patriots.
Yeah.
It was definitely Titans heavy. And you knew immediately, too. They booed the Patriots when they came out, and it was obvious. It was loud.
Mm.
It was also more full than I thought for preseason, but I think it's because it was so cheap to go to.
Yeah.
But I will say it was filled with, for the most part, fans and drunk assholes who just were in Nashville.
Mm.
So I didn't love maybe the crowd, but they made it loud, you know?
Yeah.
It's the loudest preseason game I've ever been to.
Dang.
But there's some, there's a lot of people that have a lot of faith in the team this year. So
yeah, I've heard the radio. There are a lot of the radio fans are, oh, we're going 15-2 or 16-1 or I don't think I've heard anybody do like a realistic like 11-6 type thing. It's a lot.
I think you'd be happy with 11-12 wins, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I will say they don't have a very tough schedule this year.
Right.
You know, the addition of DeAndre Hopkins should help, but you know, Julio should have helped too.
Yeah.
So you never know with that.
They just cannot lose to their division games like they tend to do.
If they win with the Texans and the Colts and they split with the Jags, they'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
The Jags, I'm sure, will do the same. And so they'll be playing, like most years lately, for the AFC South against them.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got that game set up to be a flex game, the last game against the Jags.
Right.
So, I don't know. It was fun. It was nice to do kind of a dry run with where we park and all that. So it was good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did he have fun on his vacation?
He was at a work trip.
Work trip. Okay.
Yeah. He was at a work trip. I don't know if any work trip is fun.
No, it's usually
I was going to say he probably still had fun, but work trips aren't fun.
No, I don't think I've ever had a fun work trip for work-wise. Now, like when we did the company I worked for before, when we had the award ceremonies, those are pretty fun.
Yeah, because those are like a vacation where you have to do a work thing like one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the little seminars and little meetings and going over stuff. Those sucked.
Yeah. I guess like when I was at GameStop and we got to do like manager's conference.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are parts of it that were fun, but there are parts of it that were boring and work.
Right.
And so I don't know on that, but yeah, so he's back from that. It did mean though that I got caught up on some house stuff I needed to do around here. Instead of playing, I didn't play much this week, but it was nice. I feel like taking those 3 or 4 days off, not playing, really helped me catch up with some stuff I had needed to do for quite a while. And, I did get a little Disney Speedstorm in. They have Minnie and Daisy up right now. Those should unlock, I think, tomorrow you get them as long as you have played. So that, looking forward to that. And then just still plugging along the Lilo and Stitch Golden Pass, which is their game pass or their battle pass. And they're on, I think, Chapter 6 right now. And so they're slowly unlocking that as the season goes. And I have that pretty well caught all the way up. So
that's good.
It's kind of like your GTA task. You know, like I just get on there and I do the dailies. And then if I want to play more, I do. And if not, I get off. And you could probably do the dailies in 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Now, when they put a new chapter up, like maybe it takes you 45 minutes to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't put a new chapter up, yeah, it goes really quick. Which is pretty nice because you just need to get your 3 daily challenges done. Plus, you need to do the new limited events they put up for the day. So it goes really quick. But it's that's the right amount of that game unless him and I are racing against each other or something like that. So you're not in there so long that you get bored of it.
Right.
Besides that, it was just we did the multiplayer game night, which turned out to only be a co-op game night.
Yeah, just us two.
Just the show, two Marshall of us. Two, just the two of us, yeah. Shout out to, I think I've named 2 episodes that. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, was away for work. He had a permission slip to be off.
Mm-hmm.
We knew he was going to be out. Right. Now, my problem lies with friend of the show, Patman.
Yeah.
Who made an executive decision that because Howard wasn't around, we weren't going to play.
Right.
Made other plans without checking and then just didn't show up.
Yep, because he was at a concert.
Right. But then, here, I don't have a problem with that. You go do whatever. You go do you. Mm-hmm. My problem is that he was like, oh, I thought because Howard wasn't there, we'd make it up another night. I'm like, at no point did we have that conversation.
Right.
At no point. We didn't talk about a makeup day. We didn't talk about not doing it. None of those things.
Mm-hmm.
He was around for the exact same conversation I was around for, and I showed up, and you showed up.
Yep.
So that's why I can't give him a free pass, because two of the three were still of the belief that we were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have sent a text out that morning? Probably.
Yeah. Just not to verify.
Not the point. He still wouldn't have been on because he made plans, because he'd rather see a concert than help us survive in the forest.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it was someone good and worth it.
It wasn't. Okay. It wasn't. He traded our survival for somebody terrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I would throw a name out there, but someone might stop listening because I throw a name.
Thor Banda. Who do you hate?
You know who I hate.
I really don't know who you would pick.
Oh, for me, it'd be Taylor Swift.
Oh, he didn't go to a Swift concert.
Okay. And you probably hate Carrie Underwood. That's what I was saying.
freaky Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. Patman doesn't like country, and he claims, this is something else that you're more than welcome to write in about, because I know he's a liar. It's just like you with the chicken thing. He claims he's never heard a Garth Brooks song.
Oh, he's heard Achy Breaky Heart.
That's not Garth Brooks. Now you're pissing me off.
Isn't it Garth Brooks?
No, that's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Garth Brooks.
Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, I know. I've listened, but I've heard Garth Brooks.
That's at least he knows that song. He says, "No, I don't." I'm like, you know that song.
Play the song, and he'll like, okay, I've heard that before.
I don't want to. I just need him to. He knows. He knows it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that you've lived your entire life to be, you know, whatever. Let's say 30 years old. He's older than that. I don't believe that you could have existed and not accidentally come across one.
Right, or it being in a store at. Playing. I mean, he worked in the mall.
He's heard a Garth Brooks song. Yeah. Just like you eat chicken.
No, I don't eat chicken.
I don't like these lies. They're getting too egregious.
Yeah, no.
And so I have that against him too. But it was fun. I mean, I still, even with the two of us, I think we changed our strategy a little bit and we just bulked up around the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
You put some towers up. I built a little cabin with a outdoor cooking area.
But I do think the tower, the little a tree house is still needed, so we don't need to tear that down.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think the compound's in a pretty good spot. You know, yeah. I built the little cabin because I wanted to throw some shelves all around there so we could store some stuff, dry goods.
Yeah, which we can, unfortunately, can't store all the stuff that you want. Like, we can't store the... those microchips.
Yeah, I wanted to store those. I wanted to be able to take the dry fish off the hanger and mm-hmm. store those on a shelf. You can't do that either.
Nope, it's just medicine, drink, and then snacks.
Basically, the stuff you get from like the suitcase, if you've played the game, that'll mm-hmm. make sense. The stuff you get from there can be stored. Some of the stuff you craft can be stored.
Yeah.
But it does not store what I was hoping for. I was hoping you could put basically anything on a shelf.
Right. Now, I did make you some armor, but apparently it doesn't work.
Doesn't seem to do anything at all.
Yep.
So I guess I look cooler.
Yeah. You got some little leaves coming out of your shirt.
But it doesn't make any difference. I still get attacked the same. Supposed to be stealth armor, and it doesn't seem to be stealthy.
Yeah. You're supposed to be able to sneak around and do stuff and sneak up behind the enemies. And apparently if you sneak kill, you can sneak up behind them and kill them, and it's supposed to... do something. That's what my boss says, who played it and beat the game.
I mean, I very well could be doing something wrong, but I have all the armor on, and even if I crouch, I get within 15 feet, they start screaming and running at me.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what I'm doing, but it doesn't seem to be stealthy.
Right. And then we came across some new enemies, that some big, huge creature that had a big foot.
Yeah. Oh, club foot.
And then some of the enemies can throw Molotovs at us now.
Yeah. I was also throwing them at them, though, which was delightful.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought, I mean, we still played the normal amount of time. I thought I still had fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like that game.
I do, too.
It's good. Now that we have a compound built with a fence all the way around it and you can continue to work at night. Oh, my goodness. I'm tired. I like it better.
Yeah, just if we want to build anything, that's where it's going to be tricky. Then we have to go, and if we want to play the game to get to all the other stuff, we have to travel. And that's going to sucks.
It will suck. But, like, when we first started, you would play for half a day, then you'd wait inside for half. Like, I guess you'd play for a third of the day, wait inside for a third of the day, and then sleep.
Yeah, that's because someone is out doing something. So when my boss said that, what they did is they grabbed the whole crew when they went searching, and they would just build. You can build multiple, like, houses and structures, and it shows up on the map wherever you're at. So you can kind of – and you can color code it, he said.
Yeah.
To match – it was, okay, this is yellow, this is purple, this is green, this is – it'll let you know where it's at, and you can run to it. Save yourself. He said when they went all four people, like, the whole
group. It's fine like that, but when you split up, everybody's just standing around. Or even when everybody wasn't split up, you're really just standing around waiting for it. It's too dark to be out, but not dark enough for bed.
Right. And he said if you go by four people, they won't attack you unless there's four or more. One person won't attack you, or two people won't attack you. They want to make sure that they have more numbers than you.
But I feel like with the fences up, it eliminates the need to go to sleep at night. You can cook your food. You can drink your water, boil it. You know, you can do stuff at night while you're waiting.
Right. Craft your crafting stuff. And
yeah, so I like it. I like it better now. It feels more, I don't know. It just feels like that there's not the dead time that we were having before.
Mm-hmm. But we only got one more week of it, unless we want to continue playing it.
Yeah. We'll see. I want to stay on schedule as much as possible, but you're going to miss next week, right?
No, I'm good.
I thought you were going to miss one.
No, I'm going to miss the end of September.
Okay. So his game should start
the week after.
2 weeks from now.
Yep.
I think I know what he's going to play. And then I think he misses one of his. So I think we'll be delayed by a week. I thought that's what we talked about before. We only delay the game if the person who picked it missed it.
Right.
Because that's fair. They should get their time.
Yeah, they should get all four weeks of their game.
Yeah, now I'm 100% willing to continue to play the forest, at least for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would like to play it on a different night and not delay, because I need to stay in spooky season for my pick, which comes after Howard's.
Right.
Because I don't want to play my game any other time. Or maybe even at all, I don't know.
Right.
I think I want to play it, but then when I get into it, I may feel differently. But, because I've never played mine.
All right, do you have a backup just in case it sucks?
No, we're going to play it all 4 weeks.
Okay. Because, you know, like, Batman, we played the one for 1 week, then we played another game for...
Yeah, no, no backup.
Okay. All right, so that was your week?
Yeah, that's it. It was lame.
Yeah, mine was pretty lame, too. I only played The Forest with you, and then I played GTA. One night, I got logged into a server by myself.
Yeah,
and so I decided to stock up on supplies for my houses or my businesses. And then waited a couple of days, went back in there, and it was like, oh, yeah, you can sell your full max. You want to go sell your stuff. And I basically did three missions and sold and made $3 million for each mission.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they were pretty easy. The one, I just transport the cargo from one place to another, and I had two bikers. Every now and then come up behind me, I would just stop the truck, get out, shoot the bikers, and take off riding. Get about another minute down the road, more bikers, jump out, shoot them, get back in. And it took me like 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
So if I wanted to make money, that's basically what I'll do, is I'll just resupply and do that.
Do you know a friend of the show, Marshall 205, signed up for their monthly thing?
Yeah, I know that's how he got that one car.
I didn't realize he had signed up for that.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be playing it at least once a month to get his perks.
No, he's going to cancel it already.
Oh, damn, he is.
Yeah, he said he thought he would stick with it, and he's not played it really since.
Mm.
So I didn't realize he'd even signed up for it.
I still enjoyed it. I'm just listening. I'm trying to get the max out on stuff, trying to get the weaponized vehicles and all this stuff. I have the Terabyte. I'm slowly upgrading that. I have the Avenger, slowly upgrading that. Trying to buy the places I don't have already, like the bunkers and stuff, and supplying them up. So if we ever jump back in there, if we want to play something, at least one person of us has the vehicle besides Patman, because I know Patman's got some stuff. So if we wanted to make some money, we'll have it stocked up and ready to go.
I mean, both of them said they were willing to keep playing it, and I wasn't miserable with my time, but I think that game has run its course with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check out the next one, but I think I'm probably good on that game.
Yeah.
So just GTA in the forest for you, huh?
Yeah, that's all I did. I meant to take my Switch when I was on vacation, but then I didn't. So I was going to play, I'll just sit down to bed and just play Switch.
Were you going to play Animal Crossing?
I was going to play Animal Crossing, yep.
Yeah.
Work on that some more.
You know, all the weeks can be good weeks, and this is one of the weeks that wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pull any news stories?
Yeah, I got
on vacation.
I got a couple things.
A couple things I wanted to talk about, but I assume you probably pulled them.
Okay. All right, so first,
there's two stories I want to talk about. I want to see if you got both of them.
Okay, the first one, I want to talk about the PlayStation Remote Play Portal controller.
PlayStation Portal, it's called.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Don't like the name. It was
me neither.
The Q-Lite, I guess, before this.
Mm-hmm.
Or Project Q. It is the DualSense that's been sawed in half and had a tablet shoved in the middle.
Yeah.
It's priced
$199.
Which I think we talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the price we talked about.
Yeah. But now I'm kind of changing my mind.
Really?
Because it's because it's remote play only.
Correct.
So it means you have to be dead. Your system's going to have to basically be in sleep mode the whole time. What if you go on vacation or something?
Yeah, but mine's in sleep. You power yours down?
Yeah.
I don't power mine down ever.
No, if I'm gone for a few days, like right now, mine's powered off. But during I keep it on sleep mode.
I keep mine powered on. Now, this thing basically, I guess we should say this, though. This thing basically works in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's designed to work in the home.
Right.
It is like a backbone, I guess. It gives you the ability, let's say I'm watching a football game or NASCAR race or a show that I like. I could also have Speedstorm down, and when I'm at a boring part or it's a commercial, I could pick it up, continue the race, and then pause it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you the ability to, I guess, multitask. I'm going to get one. I think for me, it makes a little bit of sense. I don't think it makes a lot of sense for really anybody.
Right. Now, did you watch any review videos?
I did.
Yeah, I saw them. Most of people were saying it's lighter than a Switch. They said it's surprisingly light.
Yeah, I've heard that from everybody.
It looks good. With the controller handles, because it's a PlayStation 5, like you said, controller, just cut in half.
It works on some sort of proprietary, their own, 2.4 gigahertz Sony Kinect, I think they're calling it, or PlayStation Kinect, they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. They kind of rolled out the early access for it along with the two new headsets.
Yeah, the Pulse headset and the Pulse earbuds.
Do they have terrible names? They're both Pulse, but they're I don't know. The name in convention
Pulse,
is not
Pulse Elite and Pulse Explorer.
Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Yeah. Anyways, they're AirPods, they're earbuds, and they are over the ear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite interested in that over the ear. That's the Explorer. No.
Let me see.
That's the Explorer.
Yeah, the Explorer is the earbuds.
Okay. What's the other one?
Elite.
Elite?
Yeah.
I like the Elite one. Those earbuds are fine, but I wear AirPods almost all day long, and I probably don't also need something shoved in my ears at night, too.
Right. Now, I do like the control. I mean, the little case that the the elite come in.
The
earbuds, the little case. The
Explorers.
Yeah, there's.
See? That's what I'm talking about, guys. The names are bad.
Oh, yeah, the Explorer. I'm saying, yeah. The Explorer. Yeah. The little case is
It looks like neat. A little PS5.
Yeah. Yeah. And it slides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. It is. They're neat. I just don't want. I keep them in my ears too often already. Mm-hmm. I like those over-the-ear ones, though, and they are. The price is good.
I'm trying to see if it shows the price. Here we go.
$150 and $200,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, $150.
Now, I can't see the article, but they don't use the normal like audio drivers for how they work. There's some sort of magnetic something. I don't know anything about audio.
Yeah, me neither. I'm trying to see if I can read anything on it.
Yeah. There's a term in which they use that. Anyways, I guess it provides really good high-end, clear, crisp, high-end sound. Maybe the low end is lacking a little bit, is what I heard in a few of the reviews I listened to, but the high end's really, really crisp and clear. But anyways, those are coming soon as well. Yeah. Did you see that it has that awesome like charging hanger too? So it's got a little hanger that you mount like wherever you want on a desk or a wall or whatever. That's charging right there. It's got a little
Oh, so it can charge wirelessly on the headset.
Yeah, it's got a little contact up top there, and when you just slide it on there, that's charging.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, when the reviews I watched, I didn't watch anything on the headsets or the earbuds. I only did watch the unit itself.
I watched both. I guess one of the negatives they pointed out is that at least with the Pulse Elite, they don't have active noise cancellation.
Mm.
They also do not work when they're dead, even when you plug them in.
Oh, so it has to be fully charged.
Yeah, so you can use them as a wired headset, but it does still require it to have power.
Okay.
So something to think about there. They look cool. Mm-hmm. I'm into the Portal. Like I said, I think it works for my use case.
Yeah.
It's $200, which is not nothing, but it's not. I feel like Sony's not swinging for the fences here. I feel like they're being realistic. They should have made this thing work. It doesn't work with, again, their naming is terrible, whatever the top tier of the premium, I guess, of the PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for the streaming of games. It is just a remote play device. And that is a problem. It should work. I should be able to log into my PlayStation Plus and stream those games directly to this device.
Right.
And you can't do that. At least not at launch. I'm betting not ever.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But I'm good with it.
Yeah, it has so you can plug your own wired headphones in if you wanted to.
Yeah. Also, I should say that both of those new headsets work directly with, let me make sure I'm saying this correctly. Both those headsets work directly with the PlayStation 5 without need for anything else, or with the Portal, so they connect straight to it.
Mm-hmm.
With your PlayStation 5, because the current PS5 models don't have that weird PlayStation Connect thing built in, you do have to use a dongle for, at least for the Elite. I don't know about the Explorer, but at least the Elite has to use a dongle. It does not have to use it when you use it with the Portal, though. These names all suck.
Yes. Portal, Elite.
Premium.
Yeah.
Essentials. It's too much. Explorer. Mm-hmm. Ford Explorer. Portal reminds me of the Facebook Portal, which was their Amazon Echo competitor.
Yeah. Yeah, it said you cannot play VR games also.
That checks out. I don't believe you can use it as just a controller either.
Mm-hmm. The screen is 8 inches, an LCD screen, 1080p, 60 frames per second, which is good.
Yeah. I wonder about latency. That's why I said you're pretty much using this thing at home.
Mm-hmm. Explore, deliver latency loss, audio firm. So they're using its new PlayStation Link wireless technology.
PlayStation Link. I kept calling it Connect. Yeah, it's PlayStation Link. That's why it requires the dongle. Now, the new PS5s that are coming out will have it built in. I believe everything going forward will have it built in. It's just that the current PS5s don't.
Mm-hmm.
I like that headset a lot. I will probably get it. I've been using the SteelSeries since PS4 days.
Yeah.
It's probably time. Would you consider a headset?
Maybe. I have that. I'm using the old one right now, or I'm just using some earbuds.
You're using the golds?
Yeah.
So you're out on the portal.
I was 50-50. I'm probably down to like 25 now.
Okay. And what if it's saying, like, this seems like the kind of thing that hits a sale for $149. Does that do anything for you?
Maybe, and I have to make sure there's games that I would enjoy playing.
Now, I want to ask this, too. Do you think there is a concern that when a parent or grandparent goes into a Walmart and they see this, not Walmart, like going to Best Buy, and they see a Steam Deck, and they see a Switch, and they see the Republic of Gamers, the Ally, RG, or whatever it's called.
The Rogue. Yeah.
They see that, and then they see this. Are they thinking for $200 that you can play PlayStation anywhere without a console?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, it's going to be very important that this packaging make it very clear that requires the PS5.
Mm-hmm. And they,
because it is just a paperweight without it.
Right. And I'm, and the game, then not to say, the sales reps or the customer, they need to do their job, making sure that parents understand what that is.
That job shouldn't fall on the people who work at those stores though.
Right. But they could make sure that, and to help out, especially if someone's older, it's like, wait a minute, just to let you know, this is not a, like the Switch or.
They could and they should, but I will say this. To me, this falls on Sony to make sure it's very clear that PS5 is required. Don't make it tiny. Don't hide that.
Yeah. Really big on
also,
the box.
Also, where on earth do you put that thing when you're not using it?
I don't know. Do they have any cases for it?
What's a case even look like for that thing?
Yeah.
It's going to be some spider-looking thing.
I'm going to look up a case.
It needs to come with a case.
Does it have a case ready?
No. That case is going to be some sort of monstrosity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got the handle on each side.
I'm surprised nobody even has one yet. Especially Amazon. Amazon normally would just dump something in there right away.
Nobody's got it made yet because it's so goofy. And I think it's only in the hands of reviewers right now. When's the release date for that thing? Does it say? They give a release date on any of that? It's all coming this year, I think.
I think it's Christmas, around Christmas time. Portal, let's see. Release date. $199.
August 23rd.
No, it's the article.
Yeah. I was like, that's already happened. Doesn't look like it says. I think it's this year, though. Maybe they didn't give a date.
Yeah. It says within 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. I'm going to get it. I'll report back. I also think I'm going to get the Elite, the over-the-ear headsets.
Okay.
All right. What else you got? That was story number one.
All right.
That I wanted to talk about. There's one more, and I'll be honest. Just the glance in here, it doesn't look like you have it.
It's not this?
Nope.
Okay. So the next story I had up was the Atari 2600 Plus console.
Mm-hmm.
Games and accessories are up for pre-order. The console is going to be $129 for pre-order. So anybody who is an original Atari 2600 fan, looks like they remade it. It's going to come with 10 games on a cartridge. But other games, you can buy other games. It has more. It's backward compatible with original Atari 2600 and 7800 games. So if you have any of the old Atari games, you could play it. So there's the two paddle controller, 4-game bundle for $39.99.
Look, I want to say this. This is about the neatest way they could have done this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can put your old games in it, the fact that they're re-releasing everything, not everything, but a lot of stuff that you can just pick up a paddle or the the console itself. But here's, I'm gonna piss some people off. Atari games aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fun. You're not gonna stick with them. You're gonna pick it up and be like, "Oh, this is cute," and you're never gonna touch again. It's $150. Now, having said all that, I kind of want one.
Yeah, I think this is where like Nintendo could have done with the when they re-released like the Nintendo.
Oh man, if they had done a cartridge with all those games on it, but also released where you could put old cartridges in it. Yeah, it's a gangster move. It's about as well as I've seen anyone do it. But my point is, like, Atari games aren't as fun as you think they are. When you get in there and play Atari, you're going to be like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
Kind of want one, though.
Yeah, because you go on your, if you have a Nintendo, an Xbox, or a PlayStation, there's sometimes in free, you can buy like the Atari Classic. And go play some of those games before you buy this to make sure it's something you would want. Or if you're going to buy it and you just want it for nostalgic reasons.
It's coming out November 17th. The console is $129.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like in that the two controller bundle along with the 10 games or 4 games. Along with the 4 games is $39.
Yeah. Which I think the pricing wise, I think it's actually good.
It's not bad. Go back to that other screen you were on.
Oh, shoot, it's already gone. I exited out of that one.
Okay. I think it was $39.99 for the two paddles and the 4 games. The prices aren't bad. There you go. Scroll down there. $39.99 for the 2 paddles, not the joystick, mm-hmm. the 2 paddles and 4 games. Now, like Berserk Enhanced Edition, $30. Mr. Run and Jump, $30. It looks like the games are going to sell for $30, but they're coming on real cartridges.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a neat thing. It's a very neat thing. Atari doesn't. There are some gems, some classics on Atari, but I don't think there are better ways to play them.
Right.
They don't require you spend another couple $100.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another one I had, back to PlayStation. They had this charging port thing for only $9.99 on Amazon.
It's not the Sony one, but it is the same idea as the Sony one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $10.
Yeah, so it's a PS5 dual controller charging station for $9.99. Do you have one of the charging stations?
Yeah, I have the Sony one.
The Sony one. How is it?
It's fantastic.
Okay.
I suggest everybody have one. When I get done playing at night,
mm-hmm.
I literally just walk over and set my controller in a thing that holds it, and it charges it.
Okay.
And it stands up like that, too. It's very easy to place. They don't lean back quite as far on the Sony when it holds 2 of them. That's why I like that headset, too, because if you're telling me I could take my headset off, hang it up, put my controller where it goes, and they're both always charged,
mm-hmm.
I like it. I like that a lot.
Is it the one where they face, like...
You search for the portal. You're going to have to... There you go.
Oh, no.
It's the convenience factor. I know my controllers are always charged.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I have right there. It does too. See, they kind of sit upright. They're not lean back.
Okay.
As much as that one. Same idea, though.
Yeah.
It's $30 for some comparison.
Yeah, I probably have to get one of those. I missed out because they were on sale for like $14 or $15.
Yeah, it's just money, though. You've got so much.
I have none.
You could probably just spend some.
Yeah, none. All right, next one. I want to bring it because a game you like. Gamescom had an award ceremony, and Little Nightmares 3 took a top award.
I didn't think there were any mind-blowing announcements at Gamescom,
mm-hmm.
But I will say Little Nightmares looks really good, and it's got co-op.
Yeah.
For the first time.
So best trailer announced was Little Nightmares, best show floor, Namco, the best Microsoft Xbox game was Mortal Kombat 1. Nintendo Switch game was Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Best PC game was Payday 3, which we hate, or Payday 2. Best Sony game, which I was surprised, was Tekken 8, not Mortal Kombat, because I thought maybe Mortal Kombat would get that one. Best mobile game was Sky Children of the Light. Do you even play any games on mobile anymore?
Not really.
Yeah. Best visuals was Black Myth, Wukong.
That game looks good.
I didn't even see it. Best it's audio, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom again. Best gameplay, Tears of the Kingdom. Most entertaining, Payday 3. Most epic, Tears of the Kingdom. Most wholesome, Pikmin 4. and Games for Impact, Sky, Children of Light. So it's pretty much most of the same winners. Some people go by Gamescom, like they that's the place where you're the game. They'll tell you who actually has good games compared to others.
I don't know, but Little Nightmares is a fun franchise, and I think that it's cool to see them grab that best trailer announcement. But I didn't think that there were much going on there. But that game's going to be good, and I like the idea of co-op.
Yeah. Would you go to a GamesCon?
No, you have to go to Germany. I'm good.
That's
a Porsche or a Porsche. You're an asshole.
Xbox.
That's a Porsche Xbox Series X, and it looks fantastic. I don't like that one as much, though, but I super like the, I like that a lot. The red and blue.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks good. They have a bunch of them.
Yeah, blue and green.
Yeah.
There's a red one. I don't like that red one.
They all look pretty neat, but.
I like that. The car.
I wouldn't buy one. Yeah.
All right. Last article I had for me was a GTA 6 leaker hacked Rockstar with just an Amazon Fire Stick in a hotel room. The 18-year-old hacker told the company in Slack that he was not an employee but an attacker. So the dude that attacked used a damn Fire Stick while in a hotel, using hotel internet.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not about the... It's not about your setup. It's about your execution.
Yeah, I thought that was just interesting with he used a damn Fire Stick. So now how people are going to be, oh, shoot, I can use a Fire Stick?
to hack Rockstar, of all things.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had.
There's a part of me that hopes Rockstar puts the hacking in the game. Because, you know, they're very self-aware. Like a mission where you have to go to a hotel room and use a Fire Stick to hack somebody. I hope that's in there.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And then you're...
Oh, the story you...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said, and then have it to where they're hacking Rockstar. Like, hack their own company.
It's fun.
All right. So,
I was just going to say, the story you didn't pull that Charles Martinet, is that how you say his name? There you go. Yeah. The voice of Mario is going to step down.
Yeah.
It will no longer be the voice of Mario. Instead, he will move to the Mario Ambassador role, which is made up. And he just says he'll basically continue to travel the world and bring joy to people, but which I assume means he's going to do expos.
Yeah.
And events. But it's interesting. He's been the voice of Mario since Mario's had a voice.
Which is around, Mario 3? Super Mario World or something like that?
I don't know when he first started. You know, a lot of controversy where he was not the voice of the movie. That was Chris Pratt. It doesn't seem that this was a... It doesn't seem like he's being fired because they're moving him into a different role. They kind of made a joint announcement between Nintendo and Charles. He also does Luigi, Wario, and Waluigi. I assume maybe even Wario.
Oh, okay. He was Magenta in Dragon Ball Super Super. I just watched that Thursday.
Yeah.
Or not Thursday, Wednesday night.
Scroll down to his career so we can see when he started on Mario.
He earned a job more on day one, 1990.
So he's been the voice of Mario since 1990. It's a hell of a run. They don't do this anymore. They don't keep anybody that long.
Super Punch Out.
It looks like Mario Teaches Typing might have been his first.
CD-ROM version only, Mario Game Galaxy, Super Mario 64.
Woohoo!
In 96.
Yep.
Mario Kart 64.
And then he's every Mario forever after that.
And a bunch of other games.
Yes. Too. So it sounds like it was a mutual decision. Now, maybe I would say most mutual decisions are still a little more one-sided, and it probably wasn't his side. But I do like the idea that they stuck with him for so long. Mm-hmm. That is the voice of Mario, so I assume that they'll have to go with someone who can do his voice.
Yes.
So that it's not weird, but it's interesting, and I thought it was worth talking about and giving him a shout out.
Oh yeah,
super cool.
I did hear that, or see that, but I didn't even.
You don't give a shit about him. I got you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Charles. I appreciate what he's done. I know you don't, but I do.
Oh no, I do.
You hate Mario.
No, I don't hate Mario.
And you hate Charles.
No, I don't hate Charles.
Charles, I didn't want to throw this out there because, I mean, you do you, but he's got like a nasty mullet in a lot of those pictures.
Yeah. I see
what, yeah, my man's hair wasn't good for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's old, though, too. I think he's like in his 70s. He probably just don't want to do it anymore.
Probably not. I just had it up. Let me see if it should. Where's his Wikipedia?
That hair, though. It's like white.
He is 67.
Like 67. Yeah, it's time. Enjoy yourself, Charles. Hopefully they paid you well.
I mean, it's retirement age, too. 67. Yeah. He turned 68 in September 17th.
Yeah. Godspeed, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
That's all I have also.
And we made it through. That's this hotel episode number one.
Yep, I know.
Maybe the hotel files is what I'll call it. That way it's a little more copy.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, or the hotel tape, something like that, where people are like, what's this?
Yeah. A witness protection program.
Yeah, like, you can't say that part. You got an X-Men shirt on.
Yeah, I do.
X-Force.
Yeah, X-Force.
What do y'all have planned for today? What's on the agenda?
We're going to celebrate my brother's birthday. He did a little cookout yesterday. He's ordering pizza. He wants to watch some wrestling thing that comes on at noon. Then me and my dad are going to go out for dinner so I can spend some time with him because my dad lives here also. And that's pretty much it for today.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we went to I didn't mention it. I should have. We went to some toy stores yesterday. And the one toy store had a bunch of retro video games. They had all kinds of old game systems, like old Nintendo, Atari, Emerson.
Did you get an itch? Did you like, was there a part of you that was like, hey, I kind of like to have X, Y, or Z?
Well, I started looking at someone and was like, man, that would be cool. They had a gold Nintendo 64. They had some other stuff. I started looking at prices, but their prices were a little bit too much what I would have paid for anything. But
Let's say money was no object and you could have picked one.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have got from there?
I would have got my first gaming system, which was the Emerson.
That's what you would have picked up from there?
The Arcadia, I think 6400 or whatever.
That's not going to be any fun.
It wouldn't have been. I would just bought it and kept it in the box.
I want to say that was a poor choice.
It probably was, but that's when the one thing.
If you were going to pick up one that you were going to take out of the box, what would you have got? See if this answer is better.
Take it out of the box? An original.
Like you were going to play it.
An original Nintendo.
Yeah, that's a better answer.
Yeah.
How much were those? Do you know?
Oh, they were like $250.
Ooh, that's high.
Yeah.
That's very high.
They had a Tecmo Super Bowl inside. They had Tecmo Bowl still in the box, in a sealed case, and they wanted like $120 for that.
Collecting's at a high right now.
Yeah, they had all kinds of the game systems. Collectible game systems, and they had like the Halo helmet, they had Ellie and Joel, they had Horizon, like all the little collectible items or collector's editions. They had a bunch of those.
Yeah.
And some were ridiculous. Like the Ellie statue I just seen at our toy store for like $100. They had it on there and they wanted $400 for it.
They must be selling them.
Yeah. But it was massive. It was pretty cool. I mean, I didn't buy anything because the stuff that were recently priced that I would like, I already had. And then the stuff that was, I didn't have that, well, kind of wanted, they just, the prices were just way too expensive. They had a Lego, they had a lot of Lego there. They had a bunch of the Harry Potter stuff I wanted to take pictures to send to Howard, but I just didn't do it.
Should have. Mm-hmm.
Cause they had the
now, when you say watch a wrestling thing, y'all are going to watch it on TV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not live.
No, it's not live. It's supposed to be the biggest wrestling event. It's AEW wrestling. They're doing it in London. It's supposed to have like over 80,000 people there. So it'd be WWE's WrestleMania record or something.
So, I don't watch wrestling, but I saw that Bray Wyatt passed away.
Yeah, sad Bray Wyatt. Heart attack.
Yeah.
36 years old.
Complications.
Mm-hmm.
Due to COVID, allegedly.
Yeah.
Wyndham Rotunda.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah,
what's his last name?
Yeah, Rotunda.
Yeah. 36 is young.
Yeah, we lost him in the wrestling world, him and Terry Funk, day after. Yeah. Well, Terry Funk first and Barry Windham. Or Windham Rotunda. Yeah, Barry Windham's his uncle.
Yeah, don't take him out, too.
Then we also lost Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Sad. Mm-hmm. Also, Bob Barker yesterday.
Yeah, Bob Barker. Which apparently he's died like 6 or 7 times over the last like 15 years.
Well, he died for real this time.
Yeah.
I also saw a video that said Bob Barker passed away at 99, which means he got as close as he could get without going over. And I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is messed up. It's funny, but messed up.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Bob Barker fan. A little creepy, but I liked him.
Yeah.
He was old, man. 99 is a hell of a run. Natural causes.
Mm-hmm.
So
he lived a full life.
Yep.
Again, well, that's all I had. And that's all you had. Well, thanks for listening. This was episode 553. And if you'd like to support us, head us over to patreon.com/GameStitch. That'll be it. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.